Of flooding, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Even longtime residents of Bullitt County, Kentucky are shocked by the ferocity of the winter storm.
It has flooded here before because we've been here 29 years, but never as bad as it did last night.
Jen Cox raises donkeys and cattle south of Louisville.
It started coming down pretty hard, so I was like, I'm going to go ahead and go out and check. And as soon as I walked around the garage, everything was flooded.
Elon Musk expected to meet today with air traffic controllers to discuss how the FAA can be more efficient. His Department of Government Efficiency continues its work. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has arrived in Saudi Arabia ahead of U.S. talks with Russia over ending the war in Ukraine. This is ABC News. The death toll in Friday's fiery crash inside of a Wyoming highway tunnel is now at 3 people. Officials work inside that charred interstate tunnel trying to determine what caused the multi-vehicle pileup.
The blaze damaging the concrete lining of the tunnel, causing debris to fall, but engineers say there is no risk of collapse.
We didn't see any exposed rebar, but we're seeing a lot of debris on the ground. There's no issues with the integrity of the rock, so we're not expecting the mountain to collapse. The tunnel to collapse.
The NTSB is now working, investigating at the scene, trying to piece together exactly what happened. Local police say they believe weather and speed likely played a role.
To ABC's Lionel Moise, attorneys for the man accused of killing rap icon Tupac Shakur asking to delay next month's trial. Dwayne Davis's defense filed a motion in a Nevada court Friday saying they need more time to investigate their case. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. With bitter cold moving into the area, it's very important to remember some safety tips for being outdoors. Always dress for the conditions and try to keep as much of your skin covered as possible, as frostbite can set in only a very few short minutes. And remember, if you do show signs of frostbite, get back inside, but resist the temptation to warm yourself up quickly. Instead, it is better to warm yourself slowly. Sunday, March 16th, it's the Knights of Columbus St. Patrick's Booyah Dinner. 1 p.m., it's bingo, and 4 p.m., it's booyah. Adults are $6, students are $3, and preschool is free. Once again, that's happening Sunday, March 16th, over at the Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut. It's Black History Month, and Lisa Hale has a feature focusing on modern-day history maker B.J. Hill.
A former professional football player with the Green Bay Blizzard, the only player for that team to have his jersey retired, and new head coach at Southwest High School in Green Bay. B.J. Hill is a modern-day history maker and featured athlete for Black History Month. While training young athletes, inspiring their performance, and racking up the wins may be the main part of his job description, Hill says setting a culture for the students at Southwest High is his first priority.
To me, setting the culture, the first thing is getting to know the students, right? And so I don't want to come in and just be a dictator. I want to understand what each student and what each player is dealing with in their personal life, and then I can empathize with them in terms of what they're going through. And as long as they know they have a personal relationship with me, they're going to want to run through a wall. That's just the way it is.
Now that his playing days with the Blizzard are over, Hill says he can focus on what he found to be his true calling.
I was like, you know what? This is exactly what you want to do. This is your passion. You know, you love coaching. You love teaching kids.
Hill emphasized that, yes, he wants to see the athletes at Southwest High School to a winning season. But he also wants to help the athletes and their fellow students win at life.
I'm an extension of the parents, you know, whether it's a one-parent household, two-parent household, I'm on your team. And so the goal is we want to build these boys into young men. That's the first order of business.
B.J. Hill, coach, culture creator, teacher, and Black history maker. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Charles Chuck Wesley Smith, age 79, of Park Falls, died on Sunday, February 9th, at the Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff. He is survived by his wife, Deborah, of Park Falls, by 8 children, Tammy Boss Apple, Hank Smith, Wes Smith, Lisa Smith, Tommy Smith, Adam Smith, Jessica Hartman, and Mariah Smith, further survived by his siblings, Doris, Roberta, Larry,
and Gary, and also survived by his grandchildren and by his many great-grandchildren and other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Charles Chuck Wesley Smith, age 79, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Badgers face the Fighting Illini. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers host Illinois tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Game time 7:30. Wisconsin coming off that big win at number 7th ranked Purdue, 94-84 over the weekend. Marquette will be at home tomorrow night when they host Seton Hall. NBA, the Bucks return to action Thursday night when they take on the Clippers in Milwaukee. The Badgers men's hockey team in a slump. They lost to number 8th ranked Ohio State in Columbus, 4-2. Wisconsin has now lost 6 in a row. Associate head coach Todd Knott asked why the team hasn't been able to score more than 2 goals a game so far this month.
I wish I had a better answer for you on that one. I don't. And disappointing, especially with us getting good crowd showing up right now. I know our guys are extremely disappointed in the results over the weekend, but when you talk about Ohio State, Penn State, and they had some snarl to them, so give them credit. I thought they played very well.
That's Badgers hockey coach Todd Knott with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Taking a look at some local sports now. Let's check out boys basketball from Friday night. Edgar tops Shawamigan 68-34. Marathon a winner over Phillips on Friday night by the count of 83-58. The Prentice boys get a win over Newman Catholic Friday night, 65-57. Stratford top Rib Lake 74-64. Bayfield boys a winner over Mellon 85-70. LCO topped Mercer 61-33. The Washburn boys Friday beat Butternut 81-16. Rhinelander a winner over Lakeland 62-57. The Medford boys beat Pines 47-29. And the Mosinee boys Friday beat Tomahawk 83-17. Girls action Friday night. Edgar topped Shawamigan 68-34. You had Marathon edging Phillips 69-65. The Rib Lake girls Friday beat Abbotsford 60-18. It was Barron defeating, getting a 64-25 win over Ashland on Friday night. The Washburn girls beat Mellon 66-28. Mercer topped LCO 49-20. The Lakeland girls Friday beat Rhinelander 70-15. Medford topped Northland Pines 68-29. And it was Mosinee topping Tomahawk Friday night 64-17 in girls action. The Northland Pines hockey team beat Lakeland on Friday 4-0. Wrestling. Now we determine who's moving on to sectionals. Let's take a look at this. Regional wrestling. Fourth or better gets you a spot in sectionals. Let's take a look at Shawamigan at 120 pounds. Ethan Humphrey taking fourth place to move on at 144. Dawson Schmidt did not place at 150. Aiden McFadden took fifth place at 175. Gregory Morgan moves on with a second place finish. And at 285, Larry Kamarik did not place at for Phillips Friday. Saturday. This was all in Cumberland, 113 pounds. Gage Casey, fourth place to move on. At 132, it was Caden Boudreaux in fifth place. At 138, Will Pishka did not place. At 144, J.J. Adamitis, second place to move on to sectionals. this weekend in Ladysmith, 150 pounds. Trenton Swickla did not place at 157. It was Sawyer Kuchaba taking third to advance on. At 165, Derek Pishka takes fifth place for Phillips. At 175, McCoy Delasky did not place. At 190, Aaron Delasky, third place. He's going to sectional Saturday in Ladysmith. At 215, Josh Nutt in fourth to move on. And at 285, it was Storm Heisler in sixth place for Lakeland. 150 pounds, Cade L moves on with a third place finish, 157. It was Nolan Johnson taking third place to move on. And at 285, it was Tyrone Moore taking fourth to move on for the Lakeland team. On the girls wrestling side, for Shawamigan, Vanessa Schmidt finishes in fourth to advance on to sectionals next week. And for Phillips, on the girls side, Ruby Johnson taking fifth place. You had Journey Wood taking second to advance on to the next level. Destiny Wood took sixth, and Marlo Edwards taking sixth place for the Phillips girls wrestling team. And the brackets are out, by the way, for tournament girls. We'll talk more about that tomorrow in our coverage. Of course, the hockey brackets have been out for a while. Team Seal Hockey will be in Amory on Thursday, and we will have that game for you on Thursday night. And that is a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and frigid today with highs near zero. Wind chills between 25 below and 35 below. Tonight, partly cloudy and bitterly cold. Lows near 22 below. Wind chill values as cold as 35 below. Stay warm, stay safe. Right now, it's 9 below. 98Q Country.
Saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. This down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Of the page, I swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down. Love how you close your eyes when I pull you in closer. Night's moving fast, but we ain't taking it slow. You hit me harder than a drink does. You're gonna take me all the way up. Something about you, baby, got me going crazy. I don't know what to do. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. It's a just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold, and I don't wanna let you go. I've never met a girl like you. Love how you say my name and make it sound so sexy. Love how you do that thing, yeah, you know what gets me. I'm talking slow motion all night long. Baby, love you with the lights on. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Her lips are just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold, and I don't wanna let you go. I've never met a girl like you.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife, and her lips that taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease. And when she walks in a room, I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile like a grown man to his knees. She got whatever it is, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is.
bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people ask them why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them innings, it blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them innings, I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. That's how I feel. Cause when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. Cause when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got one of them idiots, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Radio radio station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, that just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. 'Cause some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Unanswered Prayers, Garth Brooks, 98Q Country, a Monday morning. President's Day today, so there is no there's no mail today. The banks are closed. Most normal businesses will be open. Some of the schools, I know Shawamigan had a scheduled day off today, so whether that was affected by President's Day, I don't know, but they have a scheduled day off today. So no mail, banks closed today on observance of the President's Day today. We have a keyword for you. We're going to give away, let's see here. I am very unprepared here. I mean, it's a holiday. Our offices, by the way, are closed today, so you can't get in. We've secured ourselves. We're going to give away a $25 certificate here on this President's Day to John's 3 Mile Corner down south of Phillips, John's 3 Mile. We got a $25 certificate. Now, all you need to do is text us John's. Pay attention now, because if you don't spell it right, it's not going to come through. J-O-H-N-S. Five letters. The letter J-O-H-N-S. John's, J-O-H-N-S. Text that to us at some point today. Now, the winner from Friday has already been notified, that BC Auto Repair Certificate Friday. So if you didn't get a text, then you haven't won. So if you haven't won yet, go ahead, even if you did win, it'll kick back and say, sorry, you won already. John's, J-O-H-N-S, a $25 certificate to John's 3 Mile is the prize for today. That's pretty nice. It's very nice. I've got my list over here. I should probably pay attention to this a little bit more. Let's see. We'll throw some live snowballs again tomorrow morning, not this morning. We'll double up tomorrow and see if we can't get a couple of winners tomorrow morning. Again, our offices are closed today because it is officially a holiday, and nobody else decided to show up, basically, except the announcers. I'll be here for a little bit. McKay in the midday. Gray will be in this afternoon. So we'll get all that going. Did you watch the NBA All-Star stuff last night? I don't know. NBA All-Star games are so hard to watch. And just trying to incorporate any type of a game into it is just painful. Football got it right by doing dodgeball and other stuff. Basketball just needs to stop with the game and just do a whole bunch of skills stuff. We want to see how athletic these guys are. So just stop with the whole... It was just kind of awkward last night. I watched quite a bit of it. Speaking of sports, the Canada-U.S. Hockey game over the weekend from the Big Four event going on up in Canada. Speaking of awkward, they booed the national anthem, and then three fights before the contest even started. So you could have listed 1,000 things ahead of the one thing that has happened right now that I said would have happened in my lifetime. And that one thing is that the U.S. and Canada are not getting along. That would have been, you could have listed 1,000 things that would have happened in my lifetime, and that wouldn't even come to mind at all. But apparently there's some people in our government that don't like Canada. They've been ripping us off, and they're no good. They're just no good. So I don't understand. I just don't understand, and I don't want to. I just want to crawl into a corner and watch reruns of Card Sharks. Let's get you updated twice an hour. News, sports. We'll do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Vatican Press Office says Pope Francis, hospitalized since Friday, has now been diagnosed with a respiratory tract infection, and that all findings indicate a, quote, complex clinical picture for the 88-year-old that require further hospitalization. At least 9 people in Kentucky, 1 in Georgia, are dead because of extensive flooding, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Even longtime residents of Bullitt County, Kentucky, are shocked by the ferocity of the winter storm.
It has flooded here before, because we've been here 29 years, but never as bad as it did last night.
Jen Cox raises donkeys and cattle south of Louisville.
It started coming down pretty hard, so I was like, I'm going to go ahead and go out and check. And as soon as I walked around the garage, everything was flooded.
Elon Musk expected to meet today with air traffic controllers to discuss how the FAA can be more efficient. His Department of Government Efficiency continues its work. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has arrived in Saudi Arabia ahead of U.S. talks with Russia over ending the war in Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Catkins Paws for Love fundraiser is officially live. As they work towards their goal of putting up a very needed expansion for the rescue animals, Catkins fundraisers are more important than ever. During the month of February, visit any of the businesses listed on their Facebook page to purchase a paw for the increment of your choice and put your name or your pet's name on the paw to proudly display on the wall. At the end of the month, Catkins will be visiting each of these places to take a photo of the paw wall. Once again, that list of participating businesses and more info on the fundraiser can be found on Catkins' Facebook page under Catkins Animal Rescue Incorporated. March 1st at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. and March 2nd at 1 p.m. Price-sized figure skating proudly presents Heroes vs. Villains on Ice. This will be taking place at the Price Ice Arena here in Park Falls. It will feature raffle prizes, concessions, and fun for the entire family. For advanced tickets, you can call or text 715-661-1972 or purchase through the skaters. Those advanced tickets are $6, tickets at the door are $7, and kids 3 and under are free. Once again, this is taking place March 1st at 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m., and March 2nd at 1 p.m. over at the Price Ice Arena here in Park Falls. Extreme cold temperatures can cause more than frostbite. Melissa Kay has a story.
We have extreme cold temperatures expected for the early part of this week.
Health officials at Aspyrus say cold weather can impact the way your body functions. Dr. Daniel Krause is an Aspyrus Heart Care cardiologist.
So cold weather increases the risk for heart attacks for many different reasons. Number one, it does cause a significant narrowing or constriction of the arteries that we call vasoconstriction. And so less blood flow gets to the heart and other tissues, making people who are at risk for any kind of heart attack more likely to suffer symptoms.
The added strain on the heart can be especially dangerous for people with pre-existing heart conditions or those at risk of cardiovascular disease.
My takeaway is prepare. You know, if you do have to be out, try and dress warm. And it's really not the time to push yourself. So listen to your body. If you start becoming more short of breath, if you're having chest pain, kind of decrease your activity. If those symptoms persist, then you need to get out of the cold, rest, relax. The symptoms don't go away with, 5 or 10 minutes of rest, then you should be evaluated further.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Badgers face the Fighting Illini. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers host Illinois tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Game time 7:30. Wisconsin coming off that big win at number 7th ranked Purdue, 94-84 over the weekend. Marquette will be at home tomorrow night when they host Seton Hall. NBA, the Bucks return to action Thursday night when they take on the Clippers in Milwaukee. The Badgers men's hockey team in a slump. They lost to number 8th ranked Ohio State in Columbus, 4-2. Wisconsin has now lost 6 in a row. Associate head coach Todd Knott asked why the team hasn't been able to score more than 2 goals a game so far this month.
I wish I had a better answer for you on that one. I don't. And disappointing, especially with us getting good crowds showing up right now. I know our guys are extremely disappointed in the results over the weekend, but when you talk about Ohio State, Penn State, and they had some snarl to them, so give them credit. I thought they played very well.
That's Badgers hockey coach Todd Knott with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Bader Sports Center in Phillips is currently looking for motivated people to fill multiple positions, including 1 full-time salesperson, 2 part-time salespeople, and 1 full-time bow technician. All applicants must be 18 or older and possess a high school diploma or equivalent, and pay will be based on experience. If you love being outdoors, working with people, and learning about the newest outdoor gear, Bader Sports Center is the place for you. For more details or to pick up an application, stop in right at Bader's in Phillips on Highway 13, next to Pick and Save.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny and frigid today with highs near zero. Wind chills between 25 below and 35 below. Tonight, partly cloudy and bitterly cold. Lows near 22 below. Wind chill values as cold as 35 below. Stay warm, stay safe. Right now, it's 9 below.
98Q Country.
Truck could even run like that. Should've known better than to take that curve so fast. Daddy pulled up, I was down in a ditch, and he asked me why I did what I did. There was this girl, drink in her hand, shoot me a let's get into trouble grin. I ain't ever seen something so fine.
this girl. Some folks ask me why I still pick this guitar. See, living that life on the road won't get you very far. I say, man, you should have been down in Tupelo, seen what was in the front row. There was this girl, beer in her hand, shooting me a play. So much pain. Took 6 months on a farm before I saved up all my drinking buddies, still out on the town, wondering why I ever settled down. But there was this girl holding my hand, shoot me a star to lie together grin.
Baby.
98Q Country.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. Didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the
Save me from this road.
Country.
That blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church was where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back then. Everything changes.
diet, high cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree. As the angels sing an old Hank Williams song, time marches on, time marches on, time marches on. Time marches on.
Country.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl. So I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but I'm coming over. I'm all alone, but you're on my phone, telling me you miss me and that you're at home. Who knows what we are in the morning? All I know is I want you, so I'm coming. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire that's burning? I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer.
Young and IDAQ Country. Good Monday to you. President's Day holiday today. No mail, no banks, none of that stuff. We will do our Snowball Throwdown Showdown live tomorrow. The keyword is John's, by the way. We're giving away a $25 gift certificate today. Someone's going to win it. A $25 gift certificate to go have some great food at John's 3 Mile Corner. That's the place south of Phillips, right there at 111 and 13. Yeah, $25. Just text us the keyword John's, J-O-H-N-S. Put that, the Civic Media app, if you don't have it on your phone, go to your Play Store on your Android or iPhone. Search for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Hit 98Q, text J-O-H-N-S, John's, J-O-H-N-S. And you'll be in for the drawing. We've given away gift certificates all last week. We gave away $25 certificates from Warga, Odier Nutrition, Jay's Auto, Lena's, Northern Pines, BC Auto. More to come this week from all of our participating sponsors, including some $25 Visa gift cards. That's cash. That's cold, hard cash. We'll get you another news update coming up at 8 o'clock, including all the information from the weekend, the sports, the wrestling, the basketball, all that stuff. It's ahead for you on the 98Q President's Day Holiday Edition of our morning show. Good to have you with.
All aboard. Next stop, the Rail Trail Cafe on Highway 86 in Ogama, Wisconsin. Serving up great food, friendly faces, and a warm hometown atmosphere. Open Tuesday through Thursday from 6:30 to 2 p.m. Fridays, fish fry until 6:30 p.m. And weekends from 6:30 to 11:30. Don't miss Rail Trail Scramble on Saturdays and hearty country fried steak breakfast on Sundays. Veterans and active military personnel receive a 10% discount on Wednesdays. From sandwiches to burgers, homemade soups, and breakfast skillets, the Rail Trail Cafe is ready to serve you.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. PLAN to 200-300.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance there to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important. Their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we got to inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
There's a hearing today over the challenge to Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency's oversight and cuts to the federal government. That challenge brought by 14 states, but that department continuing to expand its scope, says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
ABC News has learned DOGE requested access to an IRS data system that retains the personal tax information of millions of Americans. Sources say they have not been granted access yet. Today, Musk is expected to visit the Air Traffic Control Command Center to better understand what the FAA needs to modernize the system.
The union representing FAA employees says hundreds have been laid off. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's in Saudi Arabia ahead of talks with Russian officials aimed at ending the war. More than 300,000 in the U.S. without power as a result of storms that brought flooding, blamed for at least 10 deaths.